That was upcoming sensation One Ton Dooley here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Ooh. Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the tip of winter in Reno, this is the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, the Reverend Rory Dowd. Here with me is my good buddy, Mr. Nick Ramirez, as always. Dogwater Dick and Ian are back in the studio. But we're grateful to have here as a guest, a good friend and a working companion, Nate Morley.
Hey, thank you.
The videographer and his stuff.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Woo-woo.
Dude, it got cold for 2 days and everybody got sick. I have like 3 friends that are sick, and I already have like my I started getting the tickle in my throat today.
Luckily got sick 2 weeks ago.
You've already had it.
And I passed it to all of you fuckers.
Was it a bad one, or was it just your...
For me, it was a 4-day head cold with a little bit of fever.
Could you still work, or did you actually call in?
I actually used some of my accrued sick leave because fuck that shit, man. It was like, yeah, enough
but
of a fever
had to.
I just
could have
sleep through it. No.
Oh,
no,
fuck.
No. I couldn't drive.
Oh.
Like, I could not operate a vehicle. Like, a microwave was too complicated for me.
Shit.
No, it sucked. It sucked. But I believe I canceled on the show one of those nights, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But when you cancel the show, I'm like, that could just be that, you know.
Well, it was...
Someone broke a window.
It was Sunday. It was Sunday afternoon, and I was thinking... Oh, man, I don't want to have to cancel on the podcast or the game, but I want to cancel into work. And Diana's like, dude, if you're canceling into work, you cannot go infect all of your friends.
Right.
And I was that feverish that I didn't care. I just wanted to do the thing that we do because I had a commitment and responsibility.
Well, what if your work listens to the podcast?
No.
Not a chance.
Actually,
it's
no,
yeah.
It's gotten out. It's got. It is known, yeah. And there are some people who follow. Hi, coworkers who I'm not going to mention our office on this show because you know don't want to deal with that. But hi, coworkers who might be listening to this show, and hi, any middle school students who should not be listening to this show. You should turn this off right now.
Agreed.
Yeah.
This is explicit content, and we do not consent to you listening to this show.
Yeah, and if it makes your parents mad, don't listen to it.
Yeah. Especially if it makes your parents mad. Don't listen to it.
That blows dead beer.
Yeah, well. We have a wide-ranging audience in this town. That's right.
Fuck yeah.
That's right. We are a podcast of all ages.
This is funny.
We've had middle schoolers on the show.
Speaking of that, what rated would you like this show to be? Hard R, PG?
Whatever you guys 13. Typically do.
Don't say that.
Oh, no, man.
Right. Welcome to the show, man.
You want us to treat you like the drunk punk rockers?
Yeah,
we will.
This will not be something you will want to use on your resume. You might slip friends the URL, but
I want this. I want the whole thing.
There may be individuals.
Way to come to play. Way to come to play.
Thank you.
There may be individuals who have contacted us after the show to say that they weren't getting jobs because the show was on the internet.
Oh, shit. Maybe we should do the edited version then.
Things have come up, so. Yeah.
I'm not even worried. Let's do it.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Let's just comes to play.
Drink the beer and crash the car. Let's go.
So we first met you at the
Bobo Lobo Fest.
Why have we not met you before? Are you new in town?
I'm brand new to the music scene.
Oh, you were like hiding in Reno, but you've been in Reno this whole time?
Yep, I've been in Reno this whole
Where
time.
Where were you?
I just been working.
No, explain. What is it you do? Why are we having you on the show today?
So I'm a videographer and a photographer.
Is it videographer or is it just videographer?
Videographer, yeah, yeah. So I'm just helping out people. I just, you know, I was on the Facebook. Sarah Bobo Sims posted that she needed a videographer for her music festival, and I jumped all over it. And, you know, I worked with her budget, and then I got to meet all these great guys, and you guys are the next step, you know. I met you guys. I think you guys were like the fourth or fifth band on the show. And I reached out to Rory, the Reverend Rory Dowd, and here I am on the show.
Nate made us a great video. There was a cool little commercial of all of us, or a little like after recap thing with all of the bands strung together.
Yeah, I like that.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and then we each had our own little interviews with backed by our own music, kind of. And us playing on stage.
You know, I like
the part of you of playing on stage. You do really cool sweeps and used really cool
I felt like I was in everyone's way when I was like in your face and running around.
Hey,
you guys all have character.
That's what rock and roll takes, and that's what I'm gonna do, man. This is showbiz. I'm ready for the major leagues. I'm ready for the big show.
Ready for my close up.
That's where I'm ready. Now why did they call you the Reverend Dowd?
Reverend Rory.
Yeah.
I've been the Reverend Rory for...
Isn't that... Didn't you pick your own nickname? Isn't that the worst?
I did not.
That's the worst.
I got that title through the United Life Church mail order ordination.
Like, I didn't pick Dogwater Dick. It just happened.
Dogwater Dick.
That's a pretty sexy name, actually.
I remember the weekend... That you came home with that photo and said, "This is it."
How did you come up with that name, Dogwater Dick?
I didn't. Mm. It's just that my name is Richard, and my startup studio is Dogwater, and it just kind of happened. And then I found out that Dogwater is also a euphemism for precoital seepage.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, and I thought that it's not, and this is not just Urban Dictionary. This is a book by, the book Sophie's Choice. Actually uses the term dog water as a euphemism
Crazy.
For precoital seepage.
Wow.
So yeah,
very
oozing,
very
oozing
fitting.
Stiff penises. That's what dog water.
Dog like water dig.
Dog water studios.
It's not for breakfast anymore.
Well, maybe not only for breakfast.
You ain't eating for the rest of the day, I'll tell you. That's a diet.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I met these guys and, you know, just... I just got a camera and I just started filming people, and that's how I got into this whole music business. And currently I'm working with a band called Pink Awful.
We never heard of them.
No, never in a million years.
They're brand new.
Stranger.
Brand new. Yeah. So I'm working with them and we're shooting a video.
Jesus, way to start on top. Fuck, they're like the greatest.
Are they?
They're a great band.
Well, I just was like at the DMV, I bumped into them, and here we are. No, they were the last band on the show.
Yeah.
And it was like 10 o'clock at night, and I was like, oh, God, please. In this show, because I had to be up the next day and drive all the way to Modesto, California to do interviews of these fighter guys. But the show went on, and these guys rocked it, and so I reached out to them, and here we are.
Yeah.
I partied with them on Friday, and hopefully I don't lose all their video.
Very cool.
Because I was just talking to Rick about how I just transferred all my information over to an external hard drive, and he was like, I did that, and I lost all the information. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, first band ever, way back in the beginning of the studio. I lost all the recordings after we worked for a month.
Hopefully it doesn't happen to
me. Oh, my God.
And when everything's a word of mouth, so at that moment, my entire life was over. I was never going to have a studio. It was all...
It wasn't going to happen.
No, boy. Painful, difficult lesson. Yeah. But, you know, you never learn anything from doing it right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's like, you guys want to start over now that I erased everything?
Oh,
no.
Man.
We don't ever want to talk to you again as long as we live. Fuck, okay.
Yeah. And here's the worst part is Pink Awful's five band members.
Yeah.
And so I'm a one cameraman. So I had them play the same song seven times, and I filmed each person in the band once. And then I did B-roll at the beginning, and I B-rolled for the end. So by the fifth time they played the song, they were looking at me like, Nate. This is it. I was like, two more, and they just So sorry, Pink Awful. I love you guys, though.
Yeah, that's gotta be maddening.
Yeah. So if I lose that information, I'm pretty sure they're gonna kill me.
That might be. We're not gonna talk to you again.
Yeah. The worst little videographer.
We need a vig on that.
Shit, now I'm getting sued. Oh my God.
Do you have
a
name
yet? Don't think of it suing. Think of it as being brought into the family.
Oh, yeah.
What about
family? You can't.
So, what
leave.
Are you calling yourself? Are you just calling yourself your name?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Do I?
Oh, about, you gotta have a cool name.
Give me a name. Give me a name.
Oh, and ampersand. The second and is an ampersand.
Do not.
And ampersand
do
videography.
Not listen to the man behind the curtain.
Oh my God! Everybody will be like, "That's so amazing."
I'm thinking about dog water dick videography.
Oh, what about pigweed? Pigweed videography.
Pigweed videography.
Because there's a local weed called red-rooted pigweed that's everywhere, and you could be pigweed videography because you're everywhere.
Crystal Drano.
Oh, God.
Let's do it.
A meth mouth mumbler.
No. Yeah, that's
I'm not
get...
using you guys for a name finding.
Shit.
Yeah.
Itchy wool catheter.
Yeah. I'm just going to call myself Google.
Cockstain video. Oh,
you heard it here, folks. Cockstain video.
No, but you do need a great, like, I don't know, some. Yeah. I think pigweed's good.
Maybe, you know, once I finish Pink Awful, maybe I'll think of something. Maybe if, you know, One Ton Dooley hires me, I'll think of a good name. How's that?
Yeah.
Well, I'll call myself Two Ton Dooley.
With all of our millions.
If we go, if we ever go record another thing, we would invite you to come shoot us while we record.
I would love to shoot you guys.
That would be so
I think
much
you guys
fun.
Have such great character. Like, when I first met you guys, I immediately thought, like, you had the radio voice, you know? And then when you told me that you were the head of this podcast, or you guys were part of this podcast.
This thing
here. Then I went down to the river and interviewed you guys, and then you were part of it. And, like, I totally was like, man, I could totally hear you guys because I just listened to your radio.
Oh,
yeah,
I see
day.
What you're saying.
Yeah, so yeah. It was just like.
You're a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, when you meet all these bands.
How many episodes have you really listened to?
Two episodes.
Right. That's a lot.
Hey, that counts. Right,
yeah.
More than most.
That's more than most.
Welcome back, friend. Welcome back.
I'll get more in there.
I mean, that's more than I've listened to. I just listened to pieces.
They were entertaining. I like the bits with the bands playing. I like how it's like local pull in, you know. So that's really cool stuff. And that's what I want to be part of. So,
hey, speaking of locals and fans and stuff. Hey, let's not forget about our Patreon page, woo! Right, guys?
Yeah.
Right. Tell us all about it, Rory.
Rick?
We haven't mentioned it. I don't think we've mentioned it a lot lately.
He's reaching
it. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast is where you go if you want to give us a little bit of money to help support us archiving the local Reno music scene.
That's awesome.
And so we're going to like do our best to every week bring you different bands, local bands and local people that are doing amazing stuff in our community. And we get them drunk and we ask them horrible questions and we make them perform. And one-of-a-kind recordings.
Dance Monkey, dance!
Available forever.
And just for you.
You're going out to see a show and there's six bands on the bill. You go to our website and you can listen to them drunk. You can find out if they're circumcised, how they lost their virginity, and what they sound like when they play live. Because that's what we do. And we do this for free, and we'll do it for free forever. But if you want to help bear this burden with us, we would love you for it. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
And you can give in any amount. If you get five or more, you get a bonus show before every podcast comes out. You get one 3 days before that, a little mini show in your email. And I love the mini show.
It's so awesome.
The Patreon show.
And only the Patreon listeners get to hear that. And they always play a song that isn't on the regular show, so you get an extra song from whatever band is here that nobody else gets to hear.
Nice.
I heard this week they got a comedy nugget or like an outtake from the show.
And so and it made Rory look really bad.
So it's just the show.
I don't even know what happened right now, but I'm sure I don't approve.
It ends with Rory saying, "Don't put this on the show." if I remember correctly.
Okay, so in the world of time travel, ignore this. But Rick, please listen to it before you just release it to the world. Make sure it's not too damning. Like I'm not plotting.
I'm sure it's just us talking about being gay with each other or something.
It'll probably beep out the best parts.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be fine.
The whole thing.
And think about it. And it's just our, you know, 14 or 15 Patreon subscribers, and that's all.
Hey, and Rick, while you have time back there at an actual computer, will you pull up this week's costume designer and key grip? Never mind. Damn it.
I gave you a list before.
But I can't find it.
Dance Monkey.
I'm like looking through all my screenshots and stuff. I can't find it.
I don't even know what's going on.
I'm an a-hole. Yep.
So how long have you been videographing and have you been to school for it, or did you just pick it up? Or
yeah, no school. So I've been probably doing this about 3 years. I started off going out in like the desert and filming ghost towns, like exploring the desert and like shooting stuff.
We have a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah. My wife got me a drone, and that's kind of how it started. And then I went to from a drone to my cell phone, then cell phone to a GoPro, then GoPro to a Canon camera, to a Canon camera to one of the best Canon cameras, you know, and went from I was just out in the desert doing whatever, and my friend calls me up and says, hey, will you do this video for this woman that's in my fight gym? She's got a fight coming up, and we need to sell tickets. So I said, oh, yeah, I'll do it. And her name was Autumn Norton. She's a big old fighter here in town. She's just went pro for Invicta and just fought. So I did the interview for it, and it blew up. Next thing you know, everyone and their brother's calling me, and I got hired by a fighting promotion called Pure Combat. And now I work with them, and every month they send me and my wife out, and we go interview fighters all over the country. And, you know, and so that kind of, I had a dead spot in between these months when I saw Sarah Bobo's post, and now I'm in the music festival here, and boom, here I am with you guys.
Right.
Awesome. And I really like this. I mean, I got to meet all you guys, and you guys, all of you guys are like different flavored bands and different flavored, you know, genres of music. So it was like, I went from like, what would you call that? Folk music to rock and roll to rap. Like, I think it was a Christian rap song, right?
Oh,
rap
yeah. Song. Michael Touchade.
Yeah.
And old open mic friend of the house.
Yeah. Is that who played?
Dude, Michael Touchade was he was the Christian rapper earlier in the day. Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
It's something, His Nation, right?
His Nation. Thank you.
His Nation and something else.
Wheatstone Bridge was the...
Wheatstone Bridge.
But the other Christian rapper, I don't remember the other dude's name.
There was a country band before we played.
Yep.
Spur Crazy.
And then, I don't know, I mean, it was all over the place. And then there was like the heavy death metal, Ozymandias.
Yeah. They're so badass. Rad.
Yeah, they were awesome. And they were really friendly. And I was like, what the? So then met them. And then it was
Angry
Heterophobia.
Happy people, man.
And then and then you guys, of course.
Yeah. And the Heterophobia and the guitar smashing.
Oh, the guitar smash. Epic.
Oh, yeah, Heterophobia was
And
right.
I caught it on
Hell
film.
Yeah. That's Ooh. Awesome.
Yes.
So cool. That's the second guitar I've seen smashed on that stage.
How much does a guitar cost?
It can range, yeah.
$50 to
Sometimes
$100.
If your friend Keith just gives them to you. That bass right next to you is one of those.
Oh, look at that.
But yeah, there actually used to be a store here in town called $99 Guitar, and you could walk in and buy a guitar for $99, and then you could smash it and not feel so bad because you only spent $99.
I remember the $99 guitar there.
Where it happened to that store? It's gone now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not enough people wanted to just smash guitars on a regular.
Yeah. You know? It's not like they were amazing guitars. You got what you paid for with $100. Yeah. So. And it was kind of a misnomer because it's not like it was $99 including tax. It was $99 before tax. It's like, fuck you. Don't use the name.
Oh, my God.
It should be the $1.06 store, not the dollar store. It's always the dollar. Six.
That's how they get you.
That's right.
I don't have 6 cents.
So it was $106? Yeah. They should just call it that.
$106 guitars. Shot.
Why not the $93 store?
Yeah.
Jerks. Oh, yeah.
Round up.
All right. Let's have another song.
What a great idea. Would you guys like to say anything about this next song?
I don't know. What is it?
It's by this dumb band.
Who are they?
It's called Sometimes.
Sometimes. And sometimes
some gay dude sings it.
We're going to talk about what's going on with this band after the song. And yeah. we're back.
Oh, that was good.
So
badass.
Yeah. That
was a great song.
Rory, you rock my world. I always want to make fun of you, and then it's fucking better than I think.
How can you make fun of the guy? He looks awesome. I love the I want to grab his mustache
don't know
and
him.
Twist it.
Yeah, you don't know me.
He didn't used to be this cool.
Oh.
No, I smelled bad, and I fell asleep on people's couches.
He's got the Fallout guy tattooed on his arm.
This is before that. Well, before that.
Fallout Boy?
God, damn you. I hate you.
I want my wife to go over there and twist your mustache. Go over there, Belle. Twist his mustache.
I can snidely whiplash curl it for you.
Yeah, see here, young man. Yeah.
Go, not Pash, go.
You look like the Wizard of Oz.
Push the button, Max.
I love it.
Speaking of wanton duly.
Yeah. We're not just on the show for no good reason, except, you know, the only reason, and those of you out there who know, you know. We're promoting our show this weekend for our good friend, Mahel! It's Mama Deb's birthday!
Mama Deb!
Woo!
Woo!
We're having a big old hootenanny and fundraiser for Planned Parenthood in Mama Deb's honor down at the Jub Jubs on Friday night. It's going to be ourselves, the Ozymandias.
Yes.
And presented the first time we've ever had the pleasure of playing with Operation Camel Theft.
Mm. that's his name.
What does that entail?
Yeah. I don't know, but they're all covered in spit.
You should come. You should come down to Jub Jub's this Friday night and see it. 9 o'clock, I think.
Oh.
Check local listings.
Thank you
for accuracy.
Now, how did Wanton Duly come around?
This is a great story.
Our friends Spike and Jack started
who are
out
fucking unbelievably amazing.
Me and Rory, well, actually, even before Rory, I started Mary Anarchy, and then Rory was on board, and our friends Spike and Jack played
that show.
He
hasn't been around.
Show.
Does he know what Mary Anarchy is?
Mary Anarchy is a benefit that we do every once a year, and now we do it twice a year. We've been doing it for 15 years.
Sounds
and
like someone needs a video.
30 bands play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
We have people videotape it.
But you're gonna have to arm wrestle Dave Richards for that honor.
Yeah, he just sets his on a tripod. I want to see stuff like what you did with all the movement.
That's where
great.
I'm at. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. I run marathons doing that stuff just so I can keep up with you guys.
Right.
Well, you get plenty of practice out of Mary Anarchy because it's fucking just band after band after band.
It's
after
like
band
usually
after band.
20 to 30 bands.
Yeah, let's go.
In two days.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
it's fucking unbelievable.
Saturday.
15 bands a day, huh?
Yeah.
And one of those bands back in the day was Spike and Jack. And they planned it. They never played together before, but they planned to play the show.
Two acoustic guitarists together.
So Spike and Jack played some of their songs. They made up some songs, and Jack had already had some songs or something. I'm not sure about that, but they kept doing it. And then eventually I'd have my drum kit set up for a backline for the show. And I'd be like, hey,
I
know the songs now. I've heard these a lot. Can I come sit in on the drums? And they're like, sure. And then we're like, a few years later, we need a bass player.
It was about that time I was going through a divorce and learning to play musical instruments.
That's
I loved what you said in your interview. You said it's easier to have a friend. What'd you say?
Yeah, it was easy to teach a friend to play bass than find a bass player and see if you could be friends.
Right. I like that.
It's kind of
true though.
Pat,
that's what happened. And you know, we're all really good friends, and it's kind of like two best friends joining two best friends and.
Why
is he doing that?
Yeah.
We'd all hung out for years, and then we finally, you know, Spike was like, we're going to be called Wanton Duly, and we're all, okay.
All right, Spike.
Sounds good.
I like Spike.
So I like that name. I came up with it a long time ago, and featured on a previous video by you, the story.
And all of this covered on a previous podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lots of times, probably.
Just to interject real quick, it's starting at 8 p.m. this Friday.
Thank you, Ian.
ABM, thank you for the Mahel.
Production assistant extraordinaire.
Oh yeah, and I haven't been slacking either. I also know who our costume designer is this week.
Who's our costume designer this week?
It is Chris Alexander.
Hey, Chris Alexander, thank you for all of your advice and seamstressness.
You're so amazing.
Awesome.
We love you, Chris.
I saw Chris last night. He was our Uber driver.
Oh,
right.
And we had to take Margie home. I played at Altruist.
Like, you had to
little
take
shout
Margie
out.
Home because Margie.
Margie was super drunk.
Yeah, drunk Margie is. She's the most loving and adorable person.
God,
she gets really.
Me
loaded.
And Mikey took her home.
God, I miss her.
To her house. And got her in there, and I guess, yeah, she said she doesn't remember it and stuff. I'm probably not supposed to say all this on the radio, but hi, Margie. I love you.
I'll be taking her home next.
And it was
too,
amazing.
Margie.
Chris Alexander was our driver, and Chris works at my work. And
then
I,
that just works
just
out all perfectly.
I keep seeing him all the time. Like, he saves the day. I had to call him in early to work today. I'm like a couple hours early. I'm like, can you come in now? Because I need you. He's just all, yeah. Because you know he works late doing.
Is he working
Uber.
With the RCMS though?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Very cool. Also, our Reno Carson Messenger Service previous sponsor. Thank you.
Yeah, little shout out for the fam.
That's right.
I love it.
So love yeah, it. I think it's time for the quiz.
Let's do it.
No way. Oh, we're going to jump to that now.
All right.
Well, I mean, we've got the show. We talked about that. We've talked a little bit about Nate and his filming of people surreptitiously and right in their faces.
Yeah. Right. We should get right to the
We just
part.
Go right. Right. Let's get to the heart of the matter.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, freaks of all ages, it's time for the best and worst part of this show, the train wreck that we like to call the worst little quiz in the world. We're going to ask our fun friend Nate here a series of questions that he didn't realize he was signing up for when he said, bring it on.
Oh, no.
Are you ready to play?
All right, give it to me.
And he's going
to
answer them in front of his wife.
Yeah. Ooh.
No ex-girlfriend questions.
Yeah, you said we could play.
All right. Bring it.
We could play.
Yeah,
hard,
we haven't mentioned this before, but as a videographer, he is filming all of this, including himself being interviewed.
I think his wife's
this
a videographer.
She is currently, but he's the one promoting himself. Little do you all know, she's doing all the work.
Yes.
Behind every
so,
right?
You've got a couch. This is like a David on. Blaine being hidden by David Copperfield, being cloaked by freaking
Doug Henning.
Doug Henning, thank
Yay.
You.
anything
all right,
can happen
ready
in
to
the
play.
World of
Nick,
magic.
Would you like to say? Would you like the honors?
Yes. We'll start out with an easy one. What was the first rad concert you ever went to? Or first concert you ever went to?
Went to the Pearl Jam concert in Reno in 1994, I think, where he was sick on stage and he vomited.
Oh,
wow.
Dude,
did
was
he
that
vomit,
with
like,
Lenny and Urge Overkill?
Did he run off stage or was there a bucket or how did it happen?
He just like puked off the side of the stage and kept rocking.
Oh my God.
But he was like really sick, so he didn't sound like.
Good.
Yeah, it was like all over the place.
Where what was
now.
The venue?
At Lawler Events.
Lawler. Okay.
Where else would they play?
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Yeah,
I think, yeah.
Pioneer. Occasionally they did
Mud
Honey. Rock
and Urge Overkill.
Yeah, I saw, me and Nick both saw Butthole Surfers there.
So
yeah,
there
think
you
it was,
fucking go.
I think it was 94, yeah.
Okay. Rick?
Oh, what in this town do you think is the sketchiest 7-Eleven?
The one on Wells.
Which
Wait, there's
one?
Two on Wells.
Oh,
Second Street, and then what is that?
Yeah, Second Street. Like, run across from Jim Boy's.
Yes,
yeah,
you are a winner.
Hey!
That is the correct answer.
I would never go
Bonus
there.
Points awarded at the end of the
I
quiz.
I actually speed up when I drive by there.
Ian?
Oh, you're being sent to Mars. What's the last thing you eat before you go?
Cottage cheese.
Mmm.
Did somebody else say something different?
No, so that's the last thing you'll ever have on Earth is cottage
cheese. I love cottage cheese, all right? I'm old.
And who knows if you can make cottage cheese
right.
in the gravity
right,
as well
right,
of space.
Right.
I just want to say, Keith, that one's for you.
What does that other
was
people
an inside
say?
Joke. Oh, you know, they say like steak and potatoes and lobster and sushi and like great stuff, not just like...
Cottage
Something
cheese.
Old people would eat.
I'm not sure how that's
I mean, but don't get me wrong. I love cottage cheese.
No, you guys don't love it. I love cottage cheese. See, that's what I was going to eat.
What's the first album you ever bought with your own money? And I'm going to look at you and guess, by your age, okay, it should be a record, at least, if not a tape cassette.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be a tape.
A tape?
And
right.
it's going to be Alice in Chains, Dirt.
Cool. All right. Nice.
You're a grunge
nice.
Guy.
Yeah, I love,
yeah.
I so love, far, I love them. Love those guys. I still love those guys. Breaks my heart that they're not
stuff.
Together.
Another question. Yes.
Yeah. We'll
what
do,
is
we'll
the,
get a second one in here.
What is the age, circumstance, and location of the loss of your virginity?
Babe, close your ears.
She's holding the camera.
I think I was 14 on Valencia Avenue in Sparks.
Out on the street?
at my friend's home, Tom Fox.
Was it with Tom?
No comment.
Were Tom's parents home?
Tom's mom.
No, it was on their bed, though.
Ooh, spicy.
Did you leave any evidence?
Of course. I was 14. Whatever, wherever it went, I don't know.
Was this during a party or like after school?
Yeah, it was like after school, yeah.
Yeah, after school. Was this an older or younger woman? Same age. Okay.
Yeah, it was very good. It was horrible bail.
Excellent. Thank you.
Tom, I hope you're not listening to the show.
Mom and Dad, I hope you're not listening either. It's going to be on my Facebook either way, so it doesn't matter.
Let's see. Nick, Rick, whatever your name is back there in the other studio.
And Ian hasn't had one yet.
No, I have.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you did? I'm such
a
dumbass.
Back to you guys.
Cottage cheese, remember?
Yeah, oh, so, God damn it.
Rick, go for it.
What is your favorite? Oh, no, we already asked you a food question. Shit!
Come on, give me some questions here, people.
Come on, Rick, get dirty.
Pass.
Okay. Well,
you're going on a road trip with a celebrity, cross country. Which celebrity is it, and what car are you driving?
Oh, well, he's not really a celebrity, but yeah, I guess I'll say celebrity. Let's do. I'm horrible with celebrities. I can't believe you just asked me that. So it'll be Custy D'Amato, is Mike Tyson's trainer, in a 57 Chevy.
Okay.
Convertible. Okay.
Everybody says that.
Most common popular answer.
Mass points for originality, for sure.
Okay, the dirty question. When using the internet to look at pornography, what are your favorite keywords to search for videos?
Oh, big dick. Everybody searches that one.
Well, I mean, what? Do you want some like small half-flaccid penis when you're watching porn? Like, no, of course not.
That's a winning answer. Upon your death, where would you haunt?
Oh, this place here.
Ooh.
For popular laughing at my cottage cheese.
Popular answer.
Damn, you're sensitive.
This is going to be like the most haunted house in Reno in like 150 years.
Oh, everyone says that.
Everybody's going to haunt
this place.
Well, I was offended
by the cottage cheese. I feel old now.
Maybe it'll be soon.
I'm out of here.
Rapid fire. We're going to start with who wins in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
Walrus. He's got tusks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Python or an eagle?
Let's go with the eagle. I'm a patriot.
DC or Marvel?
DC the 90s or Marvel the 90s?
Rapid fire, please.
No. That's enough of an answer. Yeah. We should just move on.
Okay. Elvis or Beatles?
The Beatles.
Okay, Riku wants to know.
Oh, Riku.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Nice.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh, you're going to get me in trouble on this one. I will say Star Trek.
It's fine.
What do you guys say? Are you guys Star Wars?
I am so Star Trek. I am 100% with you.
Me and Ian don't have Star Wars tattoos or
nothing. No, not at all. Not like this giant thing on my arm.
Oh, we are not nerds.
I meant to say Star Wars.
It's
all about you.
I'm Stargate SG-1, so I'm the weirdo.
Good.
Shut up, Rick.
Star Trek has brought me so much more hours of joy. Hours of joy.
The new Battlestar Galactica is pretty badass, too.
Vampire or werewolf?
Vampire all the way. But not the glittery kind. The real vampire. Like Anne Rice's vampires.
Who wins in a fight?
Anne Rice or those?
Vampire or the werewolf?
Vampire.
All right. Which one would you want to be?
I would like to be a werewolf.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what I'm asking.
I just don't like the whole sun thing. You know, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. Or immortality.
Yeah, but being a big old dog and turn into that, you know.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Does Riku have anything else?
Oh, I wanted to ask, circumcised or not?
That's personal. I am.
Puke or diarrhea?
I'm a big fan of diarrhea.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Beer or hard liquor?
A beer.
Weed or cocaine?
Let's do weed. It's safer. And your dick isn't going to get limp on you.
What about pizza or burgers?
I like burgers. Burgers.
Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Who would win in a fight or just who I like?
Who would win in a fight in their prime?
Richard Simmons.
Heavy metal or punk rock?
Punk rock.
Ooh, would you rather be gay or ginger?
Yeah, definitely gay.
Okay. All right, and with that, I'm going to tabulate your scores on my calculator here.
Come on.
Well, like I did mention, you do get an extra bonus, 2,000 points there, bringing your full total to 789,647.
Holy shit. Yeah. Dave Richards.
That goes up on the board.
Thank you.
The big board of names behind me.
That's a high score.
You definitely hit the top 25.
Did I beat the last guy? That's what matters.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
You beat him off good.
In my face.
I'm giving a lot of hand jobs.
Do you like it in your face?
I don't even care. It's whatever.
How about another One Ton Dooley song? How about this time something Jack sings?
Ooh, what about 10,000 Cadillacs?
Yeah, let's do that one.
That's my favorite song.
Fucking memorable. I love that song. Fucking great.
Boom.
Guys.
Always love that one.
You guys rock so hard.
Hopefully you guys are going to come out and see us this weekend for Mama Dub's birthday. It's going to be really awesome.
Mm-hmm. We've been practicing hot.
Yeah, hot and hard.
Hot. Sounds like being in the morning.
It's hot, son.
Hot. With a chowder. And a hair on a chest.
Ozymandias is so badass, too.
I love those guys. God, that guy's voice is so amazing. When I was like standing right in front of him, and then he just was like, "Oh!" I was just like, "What the hell?" I couldn't believe it came out of that guy.
Was it a guy or a girl? I don't know. There's a girl in the band, right?
Yes,
she's the singer.
Yes, but then the guitar player also sings. Yes.
One of
the,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skinny guy on the far side.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
yeah.
I just couldn't believe that voice right could come out friend. Of him.
Oh yeah, man, it's crazy. Death metal. Yeah.
That must be hard on your voice to do that all night, week after week.
If you train yourself right and you do it right, it's really not all that bad.
That's what they say about masturbation.
It's vocal training. I still haven't gotten any hair on my palms.
I think they were lying about that.
I'm pretty sure that's not really what happens.
I think my mom just didn't want me to do it. I don't know.
Fake news. It's a hoax.
So also happening this weekend, we've got the Offbeat Music Festival.
Talking about beating off.
Man, this is really coming full circle.
Yeah, and then I think there's also a Spoken Views Halloween party thing that's going to be happening on October 16th.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So,
where's that going to be at?
Let me just double check. I'm pretty sure it's at Holland.
Okay, cool.
Nice. And if
the venue, not the country.
Yes. Holland Project.
I was so confused for so many years. I was like, how can everybody afford these plane tickets every weekend? Yeah. It's a Tuesday night, for Christ's sake. I don't care if it's
$5.
You're
going to fly all the way over there to see a local band?
Yeah. So weird. It's Wednesday, October 16th. It's starting at 6 p.m. at the Holland Project. They're having a cover slam is what they're doing for the Halloween. So.
Oh, yeah. I love that. When all the bands be a band. Like
this would be like slam poetry style.
Yeah,
the Shames were, I don't remember what band they were. Maybe I know my wife played in a Pat Benatar band that was made up of different people from other bands.
Mm.
They were Pat Benatar that year, and
a million years
ago, I saw
the
Beastie Boys there.
I think that's a different show on a different weekend.
You saw the Beastie Boys there?
No, a band pretending to be the Beastie Boys.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
They did the whole. You know,
that's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
But yeah, it's you know, anybody can come by and try to get in. It's a $5 buy-in, winner take all kind of thing. If you win at the end, there's three different rounds. Give it a check out.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And as we mentioned last week, coming up here this weekend is opening night of Let the Right One In over Good Luck Macbeth, and also Harvey at Reno Little Theater.
Oh,
both great choices for the month of October. Get out, see a bunch of theater.
Absolutely.
There's always shows happening at all of the theaters.
And tonight, if it's Thursday, you should go over to the Picnic because Spike McGuire's at it again with Loudest Folk.
Loudest Folk.
Kevin Seconds is the headliner. The Shames are going to be there.
Dude.
John
who
Underwood's
else is playing?
Going to be there. Fuck. And the Peculiar Penguins? No, the Peculiar, I don't know. there's some band I haven't heard of, but the Shames are going to be there. Kevin Seconds and John Underwood. And the Peculiar...
It does. The other bands are so great that they're probably amazing because they fucking are with.
I like just letting Nick hang on here.
I don't know. Look it up.
How many bands
Peculiar
are in
Peculiar Pretzelmen?
The Pretzelmen.
The Pretzelmen.
Peculiar. Wouldn't you just be the Pretzelmen? No, I hope they don't listen. But wouldn't you just be the Pretzelmen? Why do you have to be peculiar about it?
Because it's making us have this conversation. If they were just the Pretzelmen, we'd just roll right over that. Like, hey, it's the Millhouses. You know, like, whatever.
Genius.
That's agreed.
Maybe
everybody
you're right.
Knows what a Pretzelmen is.
I'm sold. I'm really. I heard they're really good.
How many people are in that band? Do you know?
Nah.
And what if they're all girls? But they're called the Pretzelmen.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We got to do some research. Nick, Rick, rustle up the interns to do the research for us. We'll have an answer for you next week.
Yeah. Ian did good. We usually have Cadillac Kim, who's got her finger on the pulse. So.
Yeah, I figured I'd fill in that role this week for Kim.
Thank you, Ian.
Yeah, in lieu of Cadillac Kim, please accept this, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for something else. Please accept this, Ian.
Wow.
When jokes fall flat.
I know. He's not anything like Kelly.
We're definitely approaching the wall here.
Yeah. So we're going to sign off here with an instrumental, I think, one Ton Dooley song to go out on. Nate, thank you for being here
on
the show. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they best do that? Just Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram.
Nathan Morley.
Yep, Nathan Morley. I'm the
guy
holding
about
the
Scrooge's business partner.
How do you spell Morley?
M-O-R-L-E-Y.
Okay.
Morley.
Yep.
Like more.
Or you go on the Reverend Rory website, Facebook, and I'm one of his friends.
We're on the friend
there
list.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, if you need a video or some photos, I do it at any budget, and I'll help you out, local bands. So don't think you can't afford it because you got Nate.
Nice.
Hey,
that's like dog water dick. He's like, I'll work with you. Just come in here. At least at the beginning.
Yeah. No, now it's still like that.
Are you booked? How far out are you booked right now?
I'm not super booked. I've still got openings. I'm booked like more than half of this month. But I've been my other job has been making a lot more money, so I'm not worried. It's great, and I've got so much mixing, so I'm so far behind on mixing, so it's good that I'm not slammed right now.
Okay.
But yeah, but I've got a couple of amazing bands coming in at the end of the month that we'll get to talk about that later. But really, really good stuff. So yeah, I have actually openings. This is kind of the slow period every year. In the spring and summer is when everybody fucking wants to make an album, and then around Christmas time,
that
everybody's
Christmas
like,
money and that tax yep, return money burning yep, a hole in their pocket.
No way. Very little happening in those months, but I'm prepared for it. Thank you, Patreon people.
Yeah, Patreon.
You keep the studio alive.
How long has the studio been alive?
11 years.
Wow.
But for you know, I've, yeah, 11 years.
Two locations, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The one is now a
here
street.
Has been since 2015.
2015. And how did you guys meet? How did you guys meet these guys?
Oh, Jesus God.
No, we're ending the show.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Covered on a previous podcast.
Signing off.
But it goes way back.
That's
what,
awesome.
What year? Just so we can tell them a year, right?
99, Planet 9.
Yep.
Like, that was a central.
That's when I met everybody.
That was a central happening for a lot of things.
I'll say that when the Zephyr was cool, me and Rory and Chewbacca yeah, were in there
and did
talking
open
about
mic.
It. And then he's like, yeah, I'll talk to my friend Rick. And then he's like, okay, we're going to have a meeting. And we went to the meeting, and it turned out to be the first episode.
And Rick just had microphones awesome, out on the table, yeah, you know, just because.
The last time my wife and I went to the Zephyr, there was a band playing that was like a pirate band. And the guy had like the...
That was a long time ago.
Do you know what the name of that band was?
Scurvy Bastards.
Scurvy That's Bastards. Right. I still need to get their CD. Does anybody have a CD? I need that CD.
Check Recycled Records.
I did. They're
I'm
out.
Close personal friends with the singer.
Yeah?
We all,
give me a CD. Give me a CD.
I was roommates with him when he still had all 10 fingers.
Oh, no. He's got
he lost one in a horrible boating accident.
Arr. Pirate. The parrot bit me.
All right, okay, enough of this tomfoolery. We're ending the show. Reverend Rory, Nick, Dogwater Dick, all the interns, Ian, Kim, Chewy, Riku, and anybody who's not supposed to be listening to the show. Life is short, we love you.
Special shout out to Strice.
Oh, yes, Lord Strice. We love you, brother.
We love you.
Thank you so much for letting me be on the show with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Nate.
Life is short and we love you. Good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. We'll be right back.
give you a spanking.
Darkwater Studio.
Listen to me, I'm your mother.
You just want to put me down?